بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مجلس يحدث القوم. Hazrat Abu Hurairah, we are still in this, the last chapter of the kitab, in which various aspects are discussed, amongst which are the signs of Qiyamah also. And in this hadith also, one of the major signs of Qiyamah is mentioned. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, at one time we were with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a majlis, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to us, to the people. He was having a majlis. Ja'a Arabiyun faqad. Then a Bedouin came, a person from outside, from the villages, and during the majlis, while the majlis was carrying on, he asked a question. Matas-sa'a. When will the day of Qiyamah come? Well, what are the signs? When will the day of Qiyamah come? فَمَضَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ يُحَدِّثُ. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time did not pay attention to his question. He was busy with a discussion and he carried on with his talk and the discussion. Whatever was being discussed, and many times if something comes in between, it puts the whole discussion off track. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam carried on with his talk and did not answer his question at that time. فَقَالَ بَعَضُ الْقَوْمِ. Some of the people, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who were sitting there, they mentioned and they said, سَمِعَ مَا قَالْ فَكَرِهَ مَا قَالْ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has heard what he has said, but he has disliked what he has said. That is, either that why did he ask this question while the talk is carrying on, or why did he ask this question at all? Whatever it was, some people, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were of that opinion. وَقَالَ بَعَضُهُمْ. And another group of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, and they felt this way, بَلْ لَمْ يَسْمَعَ. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hear him asking that question. Many times a person is engrossed with his talk, somebody says something, it doesn't come to your mind. You are in your thoughts and in your talk and you are concentrating on that, you don't hear. Anyway, حَتَّى إِذَا قَضَى حَدِيثَهُ فَقَالَ. However, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed the talk of his, what he wanted to say, what subject matter he was on, when he completed it, then he asked, أَيْنَ السَّائِلْ أَنِ السَّاءَ. Where is that person who asked about Qiyamah? Who was that? Where is he? قال ها أنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, yeah, I am the one who asked that question. قال then Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم and gave one of the many signs of Qiyamah. We have heard many signs. This is also one major sign, and we have to judge ourselves according to these signs. These are usually not good qualities, so we have to judge ourselves according to that. إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةُ فَانْتَذِرِ السَّاعَةُ. When amanat is being destroyed and amanat trust is betrayed, at that time wait for the day of Qiyamah. When a time comes when people do not are not loyal and do not fulfill the amanat which is placed by them. And this also, but all types of amanat are included in there. Where the Quran Sharif speaks of the amanat of the eyes also. That eyes are also an amanat. Our tongue is also an amanat. However, that is the more general. Yeah, what particularly is being referred to is public positions. That is, people who are in public positions, starting right from the head of the state to any department. That is, when a person is not fit for such a position, as is explained, then the Sahabi, this Bedouin, asked, قَالَ كَيْفَ إِذَاعَتُهَا. How is it that trust will be betrayed, that people will not fulfill their trust, that they will betray it? قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَظِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When the public, when positions of authority are given and assigned to such people who are undeserving of it, then wait for the final hour. And today we have to see that people who are in position of public affairs, etc., whether it is from the top of the state or from any other department, whether it is our own community matters also, who is in charge of the matters. So if it is a person who betrays that trust, and for that there are two main requirements the Quran Sharif speaks about, that is that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, then one of his daughters said, "Qala ya abati istajirhu," oh my father, employ Musa alayhi salam here. فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ مَنِ اسْتَأْجَرْتَ الْقَوِيُّ الْأَمِينُ, the best person you can employ who is fit for a job is one is قَوِي, that is, he knows his job. If a person doesn't know how to do a job, how can he be fit for it? And the other is أمين, he must be trustworthy. If he's not trustworthy, then also he's not going to fulfill the rights of that job. So two main broad aspects are mentioned here. There are further details also, that for any and especially public office, the person must be that he knows how to do his job. He has the know-how. And the other is, he must be trustworthy. He must not betray. He knows how to do it, but he's still not doing it right. So that is another great quality. And if we have to look around in the world today, we will find that this is not being done. That people, as we will read, the hadith means that when leadership is handed over to individuals who are undeserving of it, such as women, according to Sharia, and in Allah is the creator of man and woman, and Allah has assigned their duties, and Allah Ta'ala knows that women are not fit for, are not supposed to be in this job because of how they are made up biologically, psychologically, everything. Scientifically it has been proven also that the woman's brain is half of that of what is man. Exactly what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and now scientifically also it has been proven. So whether and how many jobs are given to women. Secondly, brazen sinners, open sinners, people who commit sin openly, that also we find so common. Thirdly, fraudsters, people who commit fraud, and in fact people want to public, want jobs of position in order so that they can do fraud there, so that they could embezzle funds there. That is the purpose of getting onto a job, and not to serve the people, not to see to the interest of the people, but rather how to make money for oneself and line one's pockets. Or unknowledgeable people, people who don't know how to do their job. Then Qiyamah is closed. So we see what the condition is from the very bottom to the top, or from the top to the bottom. Unsound leadership is detrimental because it allows the rights of people to be usurped. People then do not get their rights, and the general masses have to suffer the consequences. Also we see in the past also, people used to levy so much taxes so that they could live in great comfort and enjoyment, while the people who have to pay the taxes have to toil very hard, to such an extent that they feel they can't do anything anymore because all our money is just going in taxes. And we just have to pay taxes for everything. So that is all not proper running of an affair. The people, the masses must have peace and contentment. The hadith may also mean that people who are ignorant will pass Islamic verdicts. And this is also very common. As it comes in the hadith also, a time will come when people won't have knowledge of Islam, but they will give fatwas. So that they will go astray, and they will make other people also go astray. Today, unfortunately, is a state where almost every person is a mufti. And he gives his own fatwas and makes his own decisions almost in every matter. Today, very few people are prepared to listen to somebody and accept the verdict of somebody else. Everyone says, "I think it should be like this. This doesn't make sense to me." We all have our own opinions. And also people who are not fit will lead others in salah, etc. So that also, people who just have got a good voice. Nobody buys a motor car just because the hooter sounds nice. So just the same way also, a person who is made an imam just because his voice is very nice, But whether he's reading with tajweed, with the rules of qiraat or that, we are not concerned. Also, we are not concerned whether that person has got piety in him or not. All we want is a good voice, a good sound. That is all what we are after. These are all clear signs of qiyamah. May Allah guide us to righteousness and observe all the laws of sharia and let deen come alive as it is supposed to be.